Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Adam Bingen and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning. It's been a big week for the Nashville Predators. They get their man, Philip Forsberg, signing an 8-year, $68 million contract. And we now go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in the man of the hour, Philip Forsberg. Philip, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, Philip, what's kind of this last week or so been like for you, signing the deal and the press conference yesterday and now trying to move ahead with the rest of your offseason here? What was it like to finally get this thing done?
No, it's been great. It's been a lot. It's been a lot going on, obviously, but it's been I'm very happy that we ended up getting this done, and obviously we're very excited to move ahead here.
What was the process like for you? Because you've been talking about this. I mean, I asked you about this last year at training camp, and it's been something that you've had to deal with in the media for a long time. But so just this whole process of you're playing last year, you're on an expiring contract. The negotiations to get to this point. What did you learn about all that, and how does it feel to finally be done with all that at this point?
It feels great. I remember telling you guys that I was considering sitting out the season, but I think it was good that I didn't pull that trigger. It worked out in my favor by playing.
I'd say so.
But it was a fun season, obviously, for the team. I thought the team took big steps from a little bit uncertain off season, and we moved along very nicely, I think. And personally, I obviously took another step in my development too. No better time, I guess, to do it at that time too. But it's definitely going to be good to just keep playing and keep trying to improve without having that kind of talk like you mentioned in the background.
Philip, as you were kind of going through this process, what were some things that were important to you to make sure that this ultimately got done? And, how important was just your experience with the Predators, of course, the franchise itself, but also the city of Nashville, knowing that this is a place that you and your fiance have come to love? How important was that throughout the course of these discussions?
I mean, as a player, I guess you can say that there's three major things, and obviously it's the team and it's the city and it's the fans. At least that's the way I look at it. And there's obviously certain things that come into play on top of that, but those are the main three. And you can check the box in all three of those, obviously Nashville. And like you said, we love Nashville. We think it's a great city. We met there obviously a handful of years ago now, and we've obviously kind of turned into our home, which is cool, and that's not going to change for the next date, hopefully, which is a great feeling to have. And at the end of the day, that was the plan all along, and now we want to get to work and try to bring a championship to the city.
Philip Forsberg joining us here on Robbie and Rex Road. Philip, Adam Bingen here. Good to talk to you. As you just said, you get a contract with a full no movement clause through the first 6 years. And you said it yesterday as well, that it was important for you and your fiance to be able to have that security, to know that you're going to be here so that you can plant roots and take the next steps in your relationship and start a family. I'm also curious about how much the trades of Victor Arvidsson and Ryan Ellis played into that decision, because they, like you, were core players for this team who signed long-term contracts expecting to be members of this team for that long, whether it was 7 years for Victor, 8 years for Ryan, and ultimately that didn't happen and they were traded to different teams. If at all, did that play a role in wanting to make sure that you absolutely had that security in your contract to know that that would not happen to you?
We never brought those two guys' names up, but at the end of the day, you see players get traded all the time too. to different teams. And like I said, it's definitely something that was important to us early on in negotiating to get that taken care of. And like you said, we've seen it firsthand without really bringing those situations up. It was pretty clear early on that we did want that to be the case, and we're very happy that we were able to get that to work.
Philip Forsberg on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road.
Philip, what was on the itinerary for your bachelor party?
I bet you want to know that.
Yes, I do.
There was... It was a good time. It was my friends did a great job setting it all up. Or not all up. We all put it together, obviously. But it was great. We had a really good time, and there's a little bit of recovery needed, but I feel better now. So.
Where were you when you signed the contract? I believe, you know, a member of your agency tweeted out a picture when the deal was official of you signing it on the looked like on a sidewalk cafe, perhaps. Where were you when you actually put ink to paper?
So that was in Stockholm on Sunday morning after we had got back. So, and he actually he got back even later because he came from Montreal for the draft. So he was 2 hours, I think, away from the airport. At least we got the night before, and I stayed over at a friend's place, and then we got that done and fitted in a little wedding suit trial before too. So there's been a lot going on, I'll tell you that.
Yep, that's a big couple of weeks for you. So Philip, obviously with the contract behind you now, you brought up your season from a year ago. Obviously big numbers, over 40 goals, 84 points last season. What do you make of the step that you were able to take last year on the ice, and how do you try to replicate that and even improve on that as you move forward now?
I think that's been something that I've had in me for a while, to be honest with you, and why I haven't been able to do it. I don't know. I would have obviously changed something at that point, but I think it is a bit of a maturing process. I mean, you come into this league and you're excited to play and you figure things out as you go. And then it gets, like I said, it never gets easier whether you think it should or not. I mean, it gets harder. There's new players coming in. Everything changes. Your role changes on the team, and the team changes, obviously. So I think for me, it's been a constant growing process of just trying to become better as a player overall. I guess obviously scoring and producing offensively is always and will always be my number one strength, I guess. But at the same time, I feel like I've grown into being a way more complete player, playing a lot of minutes on the other side of the puck now too, especially in the playoffs. We're matched up against obviously the big boys for the Avs there, with playing almost every shift against Makar, and like that's challenging, but it's something that I've taken more pride in, and I think that's definitely helped my game overall too. You know, you get more trust from your coaches and your teammates, and then ultimately you're on the ice more. And I think that's something that kind of gets lost a little bit in the fact of all the stats, obviously, and that's something that I do want to keep improving on going forward as well.
Philip, you mentioned the Avalanche, of course, ultimately winning the Stanley Cup, and you and your teammates got a firsthand look at how dominant they could be in the first round. I don't know if you continued to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs once your season was over, but you know, seeing how the Avalanche, you know, made it through and ultimately won the championship, I guess, you know, what impressed you the most about that team? You know, and this is a team that you've seen grow too. A team that when they faced the Predators in the Stanley Cup playoffs in 2018, they looked like they were ready to take that next step, and ultimately they did. So, you know, what did you see from the Avalanche? What most impressed you about their run, if you watched it?
I honestly didn't watch any playoff hockey at all after we were done. It's just one of those things that you know somebody's going to win, and I'll just let them do it. I don't really want to watch anything. And I mean, but just from playing the Avs in our series, it was obviously they're a better team, and clearly they were the best team in the league this year. And but I think what impressed me the most is kind of like, obviously their top players are top in the world. I mean, like I mentioned, Makar and MacKinnon, and even a player like Rantanen turning into almost their best forward in the playoffs. I mean, he had a really good run. And then I think, but their most, what impressed me the most, I think, is their overall, just the depth of the team. I mean, they rolled four lines. I mean, from what I've gathered basically through the whole playoffs, you know, every
every player stepped up at different moments, and that's kind of how it has to be. I mean, it reminded me a little bit of when we went to the finals there. We would have the same kind of feeling in our team. Every player contributed, whether it was the first line or the fourth line or even the Black Aces coming in playing big roles. And I think they obviously had a way more skilled and better team than we did that year, but it was kind of the same like mentality that it wasn't just McKinnon every game or McCarr every game. It was Lehkonen or it was that O'Connor kid. It was like they had a good depth, and clearly that's what made them so successful.
Philip Forsberg on with us here on Robbie and Rexroad. So, Philip, to that point, in terms of building the depth, you brought up the Ryan McDonagh trade a couple of different times yesterday. What does a move like that signal to players on your team, bringing in a guy that's a two-time Cup champion and has been as consistently really good of a shutdown defenseman as McDonagh has been? What does that do for you guys?
No, I mean, it does a lot. I mean, like I said, especially going into last season, you weren't really sure what direction this franchise is going to take with, like I said, some of the moves we made. And then credit to all the guys on the team, we steered the ship back in the right direction. You know, that could have gone either way, and we made an uncertain situation into a good season. I mean, we made the playoffs and had exceptional performances from many individual players, and kind of put, like I said, the team back on track. And now this move, trading for an older, but like you said, very still elite defenseman, in my opinion. You know, that's something that you want as a player in the mid, trying to get to the middle of your prime. You know, you want to see that commitment from the team. It's different if we have him and we trade him away for a pick or something, then, like I said, we're trending the wrong direction. But in my opinion, that shows that we're here to compete again, and that's what me and obviously the other core players in our team, we all want to win, and that's what we have to do.
So, Philip, last thing here for you. As you look ahead to this season with training camp coming up here in a few weeks, what's going to be for the kind of that next step to be taken from you guys? What do you think that's going to require from your group heading into the season? Obviously, with the picture still not finished, we think, and maybe some more guys being added to your team later this week.
I think we have to obviously have to keep doing the things that we did. I mean, started with since Heinze came in, we were obviously transitioned into a different type of team than we might have been with Laviolette. And I think that's something that we've gotten better and better at. Obviously, the half season there, we fought all the way till the end and somehow made the playoffs, even though we had a pretty bad start. And then last year was another step in the right direction, more building on that foundation of hard work and grit and physicality, but also adding more of an offensive identity to our team that I think was better last year. But I do think that's steps that we have to keep taking. Obviously, the core group of players, we have to get back or higher to the level we were last year, and all the young guys need to take another step as well. And we got a lot of exciting prospects and players that were getting their feet wet last year, but as you know, like, you need those players to take the next step. You need players on entry level or small deals to overperform with this salary cap era, you know, and that's, I definitely think we have the possibility for that.
Well, Philip, I can tell you the city is very excited that you've decided to re-sign here with the Predators. We appreciate so much you taking time to join us. Congratulations on the new contract. Congrats on the marriage coming up here in a couple of weeks. And we'll talk to you here in a few weeks, my friend.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your summer.
Absolutely. Thanks, Philip Forsberg, our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll react to Philip Forsberg. We'll get to the Rob rant coming up next as well. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on 1025, 1063, The Game.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.